Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You always put it to the side. To the side.
What do you mean?
That's oh, put it to the side, little man.
Who's that? Who would say that?
There's a leprechaun from the west of Ireland who I used to pick vegetables with, and he'd always say, put the gherkins over there. And I'd go, what? And he'd go, put it to the side. So that's him.
Hey, you lived in Ireland, have you?
I've lived in Ireland, yeah.
Have you? Have you honestly done it, or just this is in your imagination as well?
No, the leprechaun thing is imagination, but
But have you lived in Ireland?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
94, no, 90, 99 or something.
For how long?
What, 6 months? I lived in a place called...
How come?
This is honestly true. I picked vegetables.
Oh, that's that part is true. You worked there for half a year.
Yeah.
All right.
What I did was I started stand-up. It all went quite well. And then, but I was new, and I thought, I'll go to Ireland and I'll write comedy. Like, I'll sit on a rocking chair with a pipe, a pint of milk, and I'll write comedy. And what happened was I was picking vegetables, and it was the hardest work of my life.
All right.
So I was asleep at like 7 o'clock each night.
It's pretty hopeless. Funny that you went to Ireland to work. It's like Norwegians come to Sweden to pick fish.
Pick fish? How do you pick fish?
You just pick them off a tank. You just say, I like that one. You just pick them. It's basically like you go to like a geisha, you pick one out, you pick a fish out. It's usually fish sex. It's not illegal. It's a bit, but yeah. It's a bit weird, but it's not illegal. You can have sex with fish.
That's what she didn't say. The international break's over. We're quite happy about that. You're delighted.
Yeah, I watched a couple of games, but it's just not the same thing. Especially this early in qualifying.
Yeah.
When it comes to the playoff games and the real competition, World Cup, Euros, fine. Qualifying is boring, man. I just don't...
Especially when it's the cycle of Euros, World Cup.
Yeah, just... I mean, it's not like it's boring because it's still football. But it's boring because it takes a literal break from the regular...
The momentum of
So I just feel they need to change that. No friendlies or starters.
But it's quite interesting if you're Premier League and you're... It'd be quite an interesting stat to work out the Premier League who doesn't go to internationals. Okay? Who actually has a break.
Oh, which teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are a few teams, but
because you sort of think the midwinter break now would be fantastic for English football, you know.
I think the top teams, even if there's six players gone,
yeah,
you know what preparation can you do? Because those six players are probably first team. You know,
yeah, no, but just resting wise.
Yeah, resting wise. Yeah, you get a few players. I think at the top clubs they usually have 10, 15 sometimes. Some teams because under 21s and stuff like that as well. So, you know, half the team is resting, but what does that really give you?
Change the game when you come back from international break. If it's a draw, right, then you can only play non-international players. Doesn't matter how many you've got.
What do you mean if there's a draw?
If the result's still a draw, you have to... No, draws don't... And change the game. drawers do not exist anymore. Like people, right, okay, people get shot and stuff like that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So in a regular league game, it yeah. has to be a winner.
Yeah.
And so if there's a draw, they got to withdraw all the players that had
played international football
and put in other
in
players.
The last international break. Yeah.
So the bench should be bigger than six, seven players.
No, but you could play like four players. It might be like, wow, they had 18 players. They've only got two. And, you know, West Brom have got
so
seven.
If you play 11 players from the start and like seven of the internationals, then you need to have seven on the bench or not.
No, you don't have to have 11 then. It doesn't.
No, but that's better. I mean, that's the plan. I mean, you want to have a...
Yeah, but you're playing for a draw then. You're playing for the international,
yeah, but
right?
If you're like Watford, you can go for the draw.
Yeah.
Because then you realise you're playing like Chelsea.
Yeah.
They're going to be three
exactly.
man down.
Exactly. You're playing for the international.
You're playing for the draw then.
The international, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, small teams will play even more for the draw than they did before.
They will park their bus, and their bus will not be full of internationals.
Is that a good chain to give to park the bus?
Yeah, it is. It's park the international bus.
All right. Do we want more parking of the bus in games, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you like that,
do you? I love a park the bus.
All right.
I love when they get battered, and it's 78%. Possession,
but it's still nil-nil.
And it's still, yeah. I love it because the anger of the manager of the other one is like, and that's why people hate football. They want to see goals, but
yeah, that part I agree is stupid. But yeah. I mean, I don't want to. It's still more fun when it's two evenly matched teams.
Have you ever driven a big? Can you drive?
We had the discussion. I've never driven a big bus. No.
No. Okay. I just, you look like a bus driver.
That's racist, I guess. I don't know.
You look like the friendly bus driver.
Well, I guess it's an upgrade from taxi driver.
Yeah.
So you know.
No, I think you're the friendly bus driver that then gets arrested for, like, getting rid of a body, like, years ago. And everyone's like, he was so kind. We got on. He was so kind every morning. But then it's like, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
Those interviews are so stupid usually when somebody does something and it's like, oh, dude, he seems to be such a nice guy. It's like, and I always remember the Russell Brand thing when they asked, oh, was he nice? I think that Letterman, he's like, everybody can keep it together for 10 minutes. I mean, if you see someone in the street and he's, you know, one of those psychopaths, he'll say hello and hello. He's a sociopath. Same thing with these interviews. I read the other thing. There was apparently a naked man with an axe, all right, in Sweden, a small society somewhere. He just ran fucking riot. He went on the street, tried to kill somebody, hurt somebody, then everybody ran in. He started beating up a car, naked axe man, and then they have an interview with the lady who lives there. They're like, what do you think about? She's like, yeah, this is usually a very calm area. Yeah. It's like, we can't say that anymore. I mean, and usually calm, every area is calm compared to a fucking raging naked axe man. I mean, it's of course, everything is calm. And the worst part is, I mean, this is a sad thing, but it's just stupid interviews. I remember when there was this tsunami incident in Thailand. It was really, you know, a lot of people died. And even here, every interview they did with people was the same stupid fucking question. So what do you think about what happened in Thailand? What the fuck are you supposed to say? I mean, you can only say, oh, it's so sad, people die. Who goes like, I think it's quite positive, you know, because we have a lot of unemployment. So that'll probably help. They can take the jobs. And, you know, we're a lot of people on Earth. So I think our environmental
stupid
reason,
media.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid.
Talking of media, big talk about England and who's going to be the new manager. Southgate put his cards in. Bad.
It's not good.
It wasn't a great result. Terrible game.
I mean, the thing is, if it was a great game, the result is...
They were actually outplayed.
Exactly.
They were lucky to get a draw.
I mean, a draw is a decent result, to be honest. I mean, he got decent results. He got the win against, you know, a team they should really be battering. And then they got a draw. And the draw is... You wish for more, but it's fine. They're on course. With this form, they're going to win the group. But they weren't good. Hart saved them.
Yeah, he had a very good game.
Had a couple of good games. Yeah, a couple of good saves, actually. And he looked sharp. So, good for him. But the England team didn't look that good. But now, it's going to resurface again about Rooney.
Yeah, I mean, I think also the playing out of the back... They seem to want to do this, like Stones and Cahill tries to think he's a ball player. I found that really interesting. Even with like 20 minutes to go, there was no urgency to what they were doing.
If he's going to play from the defence, which I think it seemed like he wanted
That's
to
what he was doing, yeah.
And especially with Stones in the team, I think, because he does that in City now, so I think England are thinking he's already going to be in that role, it's going to be perfect for him to continue to play. Maybe a bit controversial, but I think if he's going to play out of the back, he shouldn't play Kale, then I think he should play Dyer.
Yeah.
If you have Dyer and Stones in
weirdly, Dyer and Stones were two of the culprits of getting caught.
Dyer had the back pass that was terrible. Honestly, but Stones still have that a little in his game. He plays a little bit risky.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll try and take the forward on.
He will take a risky play, and that's part of his game.
Yeah.
So we're going to highlight all the times that he's bad. But maybe you don't see what he does during the games with the ball and everything. I mean, against the City game against Spurs, he was the one who was keeping the calm. He was the only one when he got the ball, it wasn't easy to press him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, especially with the way Pep
plays. I rate him.
Oh, yeah, he's
a good footballer.
For this talent at this age, I think he looks one of the best English centre-backs, maybe since Rio Ferdinand. Because Rio Ferdinand, when he emerged, when he was like 24, he was great.
Yeah,
he was absolutely brilliant. Good, he was good in the ball as well. Big, tall position, and Stones has all the attributes to become a great defender.
So England now 3 points ahead of Scotland. Strachan has been given like the vote of confidence to play, but they had two shockers.
Yeah,
they needed a late equaliser at home against Lithuania, and then they got. Really thumped away from home 3-0, you know. So by Moldova, was it? I don't know. Some fucking team. No, but they're done. They're almost out already.
It's extremely highly unlikely and difficult. And these World Cup qualifiers are super difficult. You need to win your group basically, and if you come second, you just get a playoff. I mean, it's really hard. So, but that's the way it is.
So, moving on then, let's have a look at this weekend's games. That's the way...
Well, Monday's the best game, but if we go on the early game on Saturday is Chelsea-Leicester. Pretty interesting game. Last year's winners against... how do you say... Do you say fortnight for 2 weeks? How do you say...
2 weeks. Four,
yeah, I know, yeah, I know that, but how, do you have the word for 2 years? Double decker year?
Two Trouble was the name of my rap band, actually.
Two Trouble.
But we got kicked out of loads of gigs because
it was too much trouble.
Yeah. It's a good game, that. Leicester City, Chelsea. Obviously, Ranieri going back to Chelsea yet again. Kante. Interesting statistics with Kante and stuff. How they are not using him like they used him with Leicester. All his assists, all his breakdowns are all down. Like, the way that they're playing isn't... They don't use him like Leicester do.
Yeah, they said that before.
He started off great, didn't he? But he's really kind of...
Yeah, I mean, of course there is going to be people that wonder that how good is a player after one season. Because basically he's had one top flight season and he was fantastic. But it looked like he's going to keep that going. Leicester was special because...
Do you just think that the moons came together, the leaves fell from the trees, the wind blew...
We're talking about form?
Yeah, just that one season for Leicester, all the players reached their 100%, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a lot of factors, but I think definitely it was something special in that sense.
Yeah.
That everybody... It just worked on perfection, and the tactics were good. And I think it went such a long time that everybody, you know, thought they weren't going to win.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with Kante. I think it's an interesting game though, because both teams really need to win, kind of. To be honest.
Ed Wilhelm is a big talk about Conte as well, losing his
Two betting companies suspended.
Saying he's going to be the next Premier League manager to go. You'd think if that is the case, Abramovich just totally got someone lined up.
Yeah, but you know...
Or he's going to get Gus Hiddink in again.
Nah, I think you think, but it's like, nah, he's not going to sack him. But then if you look at his track record, I mean, managers have got sacked from Chelsea for having a better record than Conte has already.
Yeah.
I mean, Scolari didn't last long. He didn't even last off the new year.
Yeah.
Neither did AVB. And both of them was like lingering in fifth position.
Yeah.
But what can save Conte's job is obviously that the expectations are really lowered, that they don't expect them to win the league. If Abramovich, before he used to sack managers for not winning the league.
Yeah.
You know, you're not leading, you're third, fourth.
Well, Mourinho, like, last, you know.
Yeah, but the first time, he won 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Then the third year, he had a bad start. It was fifth, I think. Yeah. And some, you know, internal problems. He left.
Yeah.
And then Scolari, AVB, and all of them, they had to leave way early. I mean, before New Year's, not even get the team to be... We always say manager needs time. He doesn't even give them more than 6 months. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 6 months. And we're not talking they're in 15th position like they were in the Mourinho last year. We're talking the 5th, 6th, maybe 7th. But, you know, you say that the manager is a complete failure. It's a bit stupid considering the other teams are not... I mean, they buy players as well. They have a good team as well. So, no, he's way trigger happy.
Yeah.
He's way trigger happy. And I think it fucked... I think it caught up with him.
Yeah.
Ten years into this style of 12 years of doing this shit, you know, the squad is similar, but they've had 15 managers. How so whenever a manager comes into that team, the one thing that always been in Chelsea is Terry and all these players, you know, that's been there for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe now Drogba has gone and all, but Jordan Bakel been there a long time, Ivanovic been there a long time, and even Hazard has been there a long time. Even Kale has been there a long time now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think whenever a new manager comes, it's just so much the same players with the same mentality, and that's why I think it's hard to break them down.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because he changes manager every year. He's an idiot.
Wernham won't play because his mum passed away. He's back in the homeland. Let's look at the other fixtures then, because that's the early game. So that's the Saturday early game. And then we've got Bournemouth at Hull City. Phelan has got the job for Hull City. And
yeah, and Hull have conceded 13 goals in 3 games.
Well read, mate. That says 11 goals in 3 games. You okay? You all right?
That's sad.
You know when it's two, when it's one and one together, that's 11.
Yeah, but no, it's 13 because one is 11, yes.
Yeah.
But 1 + 1 is 2, so you add that, so it's 13.
Have you ever driven a bus? 11 goals in 3 games. They go to Bournemouth, and it's classic football. That's enough for him to get confirmed as the manager. Talking of Hull, Aston Villa appointed Steve Bruce.
Good signing for them, I guess.
Yeah, but he's got the Birmingham history as well.
Yeah,
you know? And he did that with Sunderland. He started with Sunderland, did all right. They liked him, and then when it went shit, he started saying like, "Oh, they hated me because I'm a Geordie," you know. And I think he might do this as well. But he'll have the cash. I don't think they'll make such a unless they go on an incredible run. I don't think they'll do it this season, but he will have the dollar.
Yeah, I think he's a dollar, and he's been in the position at least of pushing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
From the championship. It's a good championship manager.
I think he's the best at getting a side promoted, I mean, statistically as well.
I think to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if Villa wants him to get them up and then he gets sacked pretty early in the Premier League. That's not an impossibility.
Yeah.
Best name I remember for doing that is Houghton in Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah.
Ex-Tottenham coach. He got the job in Championship.
Yeah.
And got him up straight away.
Yeah.
Got him up, relieved him.
Yeah,
because, you know, it was like, yeah, you were you're our Championship manager.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to be our Premiership manager.
Talking of that, Steve McLaren got another job at Derby 17 months after being sacked.
Incredible.
They've reappointed him.
Incredible. When teams do that, it's just incredible.
Especially when he didn't have massive success.
No, he didn't leave because he got the England job and then came back, or he went to Real Madrid and came back.
Yeah.
He left because they sacked him.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the odd part for me. You know, you like, you sack it, and then what you're basically saying is like, we were dead wrong 17 months ago. Dead wrong.
Yeah, dead wrong. And also, then he went to Newcastle and had a fucking shocker.
Yeah.
So it's not like, wow, we've got to get him back. Did you see what he did?
Yeah.
He got a massive telephone and put it in the stand. You know?
No, it's insane. Arsenal-Swansea, usually a well-played football game.
But there we go. Just got a message Facebook from James.
What time are you recording?
Now, motherfucker.
Right.
This is live. This now, is live.
Motherfucker.
Okay, good. He spelled it with a H-A. Yeah. With a, like, funny, a funny motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Oh, you're a funny motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I like
actually,
it.
Actually, so James Mackay actually believes that I am today...
Yeah.
I'm invited, this is what he believes, it's not true, I'm invited to a strip club to be the executive ref over auditions for strippers to come in, and I'm supposed to pick them, and apparently there's a lot of shenanigans going on with who to pick, they bribe them, so to speak, and he believes I'm going to do this.
I don't think the listeners understand how naive seizure is with a story.
Yeah, this is a dude who's gonna have like a day party, and it's gonna be at one of this club premiere, right? Yeah. So that's where the bar is gonna be, and he wanted me to just work a couple of hours to help. I helped him before. I was like, yeah, fine, I'll help you with that sort of stuff. And James was like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, I gotta go there. He's like, oh, you're gonna do your dance career again? And then I just wrote, no, I'm gonna be there. He's like, yeah. No way. He's like, no, this guy every 6 months he picks different people for diversity to see what kind of girls they like, you know. And he should know that I don't even like strip clubs. Never been to, you know. He knows that. So he's like, and I was like, apparently they try to bribe people a lot, but I don't think I'm going to do that. It's not my style. And he's like, that's insane. Imagine
just like his dream job.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that. You never cease to amaze me, he wrote. I was like, okay, I got him now. And he's like, imagine if I told Rachel that. I was like, yeah. I mean, I was like, this guy, the funny thing is, the last thing he told me is like, Viagra is on the housemaid and you're going to need it. And he's like, fucking Christ. I was like, yeah. Why the f-? And he's like, do you get paid? I was like, nominal. I get like 500, but you know, the rest is obviously fun. And he's like, oh, fuck, what a life. So he actually thinks that I'm going to go and be a ref. I'm not going to tell him anything. Let's see if he listens to the pod.
Let's try and make him believe that you're going to be a bus driver.
Nah, that's
for like a football team, you're going to drive a bus and it's going to be filmed.
That's a good one.
Or listeners, if you've got any idea, they'll have to put it on our page.
But yeah, no. They can text either Al Pitcher straight on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram or me as well if you want us to try and play a prank on James.
Yeah, it's not difficult, so don't think too difficult.
Too easy, you mean? Don't say like, yeah, you go into school on there for the day. I mean, he'll buy that.
And
buy a ticket with us.
You're going to win the Nobel Peace Prize with Bob Dylan because you know.
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know. He wrote a few songs and he's won.
I don't think that's all right.
No, it's a very strange decision.
I mean, it was you said like, yeah, but he's done a lot of lyrics. So I was like, if you put all those together, that's not even an essay. I mean, he has some thoughts he's talked about. But then in the 60s, a lot of women think he's misogynist, and it's a very odd choice. I think it's a very, very...
He hasn't said anything about it either.
It's like pissing every other author in the fucking face.
There's don't some say pissing in the wind, because it's blowing in the wind, mate.
Is that a sexual song?
What, in a hurricane?
Yeah, the answer, my friend, to calm down in a hurricane, just blow the person. Just blowing in the wind and everything will be fine, both for the blower and the blowee.
Yeah.
I think it's a sexual song.
Yeah, so Dylan's one.
It's like Come Together with Beatles. Come together right now over me. It's apparently people masturbating of a person in the middle. That's obvious.
And then Jay's has written Aha, so he's a big fan of the Norwegian 80s band.
Take on me.
Never would. Let's have a look at more games now. We have got Arsenal Swansea City. Bob Bradley's first game. First US manager in the Premier League.
Actually in the top flight of Europe.
Okay, yeah.
Of the top five. Because he's been Ligue 1 in France.
You're right, mate. You had a stroke or something. Yeah, right. And so that'll be good. It'll be interesting to see how Arsenal. It's a classic one where Arsenal dominate and don't win.
Usually very good games, Arsenal Swansea.
Yeah.
We'll see. Bradley will come in. It's his first game, so how much can he put a stamp on the team?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. But I kind of have a feeling that, you know, they have English managers coming in who's not that experienced and doing all right because, you know, language and thing. I think Bradley, compared to a lot of England managers, he's got quite a good experience coaching. I mean, at least a long time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. He might actually do well.
Man City, Everton. That's a cracker.
Oh, it's a cracking game.
Yeah.
Started well, both teams. Everton fell off a little bit lately, but still, you know.
The Barca well. Thing of Pep and Guardiola, Pep and Koeman.
Yeah.
So that's going to be I think that's pick of the day for me.
Yeah, on Saturday, I agree. That's a good game. Stoke City, Sunderland. We go into a game where it's kind of as boring as it sounds. Not boring, but none of them has won.
No team. Either Stoke or Sunderland haven't won a game.
I haven't picked up 3 points this season, so that is an early, at the moment, a relegation battle. I mean, I think
it's a 6-pointer.
I think people imagine Stoke getting out of it, but you can't really in Premier League just think, ah, we're going to get out. When it's like Chelsea, United, the top teams, you think, yeah, they're not going to get relegated, which Chelsea lost here. Nobody really thought it was going to get relegated. They thought they'd handle
it. Everyone thought it would be hilarious if they did. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like for a while there with Trump, everyone thought it was hilarious if he was going to, and then everyone's like, no, 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 no.
No, I mean, as we said, from a comedic point of view, it's still funny. I don't care what everybody says. It's still funny from a comedic point of view, but I'm not saying reality would be good.
Hmm.
I mean, from a comedic point of view, it would have been fun if Hitler kept on living but also became a transgender.
Yes. Okay. Good.
I mean, you know, because he was against those sort of stuff. It would be Mindfuck 2.0 that a Nazi turns transgender. It would be from a comedic, and then he would just change. You're like, what have I done? And then he just goes like, I should have tried it. And then instead of like killing people, he's forcefully transgendering people. I mean, from an outside, 300 years later, reading the history, it would have been fun.
How are the pills you're taking? Are they stronger or just
pretty strong, pretty strong.
West Brom versus Tottenham Hotspur. We get a lot of stick on this podcast from people who say we have a thing for Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah, one person does. Tottenham, best start.
I don't agree that we talked all about Tottenham City last weekend, but it was the biggest game. Especially when you consider that everybody has kind of let City win the league already.
Yeah.
And it was the best performance from Spurs for maybe 30 years. So I think it was good. And unbeaten this year, best start since 60-61. Last time we kind of won. So that's good. But I still don't, as we said, I think City's going to win the league. This is a tough test. This is a very tough test away at West Brom.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think that, it doesn't suit us at all. They're in good form. I think, especially after a game like City, you go in with confidence, and if you drop points here, there's no point with the City game, you know. So I don't think it's going to be that easy.
Okay. Crystal Palace, West Ham. West Ham have not picked 1 point away from home. No points.
Well, they're 4 in total, and it was talk about they've moved to the new stadium with a problem, but as we said earlier in the pod, it's nothing to do with the stadium because they've picked no points up away. So it's the team who's struggling, and if they lose heavy today, I don't even think it's going to be a vote of confidence. I think he's gone.
And Crystal Palace are on a good run as well.
5 games unbeaten.
Yeah.
But isn't this typical Pardew?
Yeah.
He goes,
Pardew!
Pardew! he has like, oh, okay, I promise, if I ever meet or see within like 10 meters, part of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Oh, pardon! And with a hand raised, and, you know, trying to be really Indian. It's you, Pardu.
Yeah, he gets them on a run, and then they really do.
They go 15 match unbeaten, and they go 25 games without winning. And yeah, it seems to be like that in every team, in cycles.
And it's so funny with the England job up now, and he's got 5 unbeaten. People are like, it's Pardu. It's got to be Pardu, you know.
Okay, if it has to be an Englishman, honestly, who is it now?
I would love Eddie Howe. I think
it's a good chance. Do you know what? If you've got to go for just chance, let's risk it.
No, the thing is that it's the same old cycle with England.
Yeah.
Decent qualifying, look kind of good. People think there's hope. Disaster. And then it goes again. They go unbeaten. And I just don't think anybody, like, I don't think Southgate is going to change that. I think you've got to start again. And
Southgate, you're going to get the same. It's a Hodgson all over again.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of shit.
Yeah.
And the way he played, so fearful. So fearful the way he sets up the team. Very conservative. Tries to, you know, oh, gotta keep it tight. Two clean sheets, talked about, that's a good result.
Mate. It's Malta!
Okay, Sunday games are Middlesbrough-Watford.
Yeah, Troy Deeney can score one more goal, and he's got 100 goals. At the moment, he's got 99 goals and no problems.
Could be the fifth Watford player to reach this.
Since 1922. I can't believe you brought that stat out. That's great.
Southampton-Burnley.
And the cool thing with Southampton is six clean sheets. They've kept 6 clean sheets.
In all competitions. In a row.
That's brilliant.
Not this season, yeah, but in a row. So they started off a little. You're like, oh, can this go? And then they've been...
I must applaud Southampton.
From a neutral point of view, that club must be one of the clubs that people should like the most.
They just seem to get on with it and go with it, and they've had change of managers, you know. Poch, Judas left, then Koeman left, you know.
Why didn't he call him Judas?
Because he did a good job. He stayed there for as long as he could. Poch saw the great lights of London.
Left the same shit. Left after a season, both of them.
Okay. But yeah, he's let them down anyway, Poch.
Actually, I think Koeman is not letting down more, because Poch actually went to just a teeny bit one level bigger club than Everton at the moment. The teeny weeny. Same level, but, you know, edging them.
What, Tottenham are bigger than Everton?
Well, at the moment, the last 10 years, they've had better results, and they got a bit more money. They got a new stadium coming up. Everton has money now because new owners, but before that, they've been, you know, they haven't really... They worked a shoestring with Moyes. That's why he's...
Everton were one of my favourite sides, like 85, 86, where they had like Andy Gray, Graham Sharp, Radcliffe, Mountfield. I love that team.
It's a big club as well. I mean, if you...
Loved it, Sheedy. Loved all that team. I thought they were brilliant.
And Neville Southall, Fatty.
Yeah, and they had the best strip as well with the it was Lee Coq Sportif, and it was like a blue shirt with it looked like a white shirt underneath. Loved it.
I got a very easy explanation why they held all these fat guys were keepers back then. Was because they could do shoulder barging, so you need to be really big. Like this, you see a picture of a 9 or 5 Chelsea keeper. He's huge. He's a massive fatty. So no, it's weird. Okay, we need to.
And then Monday's game is... not really much, is it? Yes. Liverpool-Man United. Kind of weird on a Monday night. Kick off at like 9 o'clock Swedish time. So what, 7 o'clock there? 8 o'clock there. You know, Monday night, kind of strange. But again, it's going to get massive viewing figures. Klopp versus Mourinho. And also...
Played 5 times. Klopp had 3 wins. Mourinho 1 draw.
Yeah.
So a bit of an edge on him. And I think Liverpool's a favourite.
Yeah. It's at home.
It's at home. And the team looks a bit better than United.
Liverpool wear a different sponsorship. They'll have this thing called Seeing is Believing. It's some kind of charity, which we here at Swedish Football Mafia support. Who are you picking? Let's have a little prediction. Liverpool, Manchester United.
I'm picking Liverpool. I think Liverpool's going to win. Like 1-0 or 2-0.
Football is a strange thing. I think it'll be 2-1, and I think Rooney will get one of the goals.
All right. I mean, 2-1 United.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
It's going to be a battle anyway. It'll be a great game. It'll be two differing styles. Be interesting how Mourinho sets it up. You know, if he puts Rashford or how does he play starting on his own up front? You know, a Jose kind of thing would be just to pack the midfield. You know, play one up front, but.
It's going to be interesting, but I think Liverpool are going to terrorise them with pressing and it's going to pay off.
Talking of pressing, Maradona and Varane had a fight in a charity match.
For peace. It was not a charity match. That would be fine in a charity match, but it was to promote peace among everybody. The Pope was there. And apparently Varane accidentally pushed Maradona over during the game and he fucking lost it, screaming at him and tried to confront him, and they had to stop him a couple of other and then half time they kind of had a heated discussion where Maradona was the most animated. After the game he said, "No, I don't want to talk about a great play or admired, so I'm not going to say anything." Maradona, he said, "It's fine." And then Varane said, "It's nothing. Just forget it." So there's apparently something.
That is the pod. Please share, tag a friend, put it on social media, tag a friend. We do try to make it funny and we do try to make it up to date. So listen to this is before the weekend's games, and we'll see you early next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, maybe Tuesday after the Liverpool Man United. Enjoy your football, enjoy your life. Don't get caught if you need to.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.